And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're in Matherville today as the Sherrard Boys basketball program opened its annual, I guess we can call it now, summer park tour. So we'll start, Coach Johnson, just by talking to you about kind of the idea behind this and the feedback you've got as you started here for the second year.
Yeah, the feedback's been tremendous. I mean, I think that the idea of just giving back to the community, getting kids involved, getting kids outside, I think it's just such a positive thing for us to do. And this year, a little bit different. We're kicking it off on a Sunday here, trying to get some people here, some families out here. Did a little scrimmage with our high school kids just to get the younger kids seeing how they play, not on a kind of more informal level as well. So a really good thing, great day for it, and so great turnout. So we're really happy with what we're able to do.
I think, you know, kind of when you look at like the promotion you've had for it, it's for third through eighth grade students in the district. And like you said, you have your high school kids here too. So basically third grade through 12th grade kids here playing basketball in the park looks a little bit different than probably like your traditional camp indoors. So just seeing the youth kids getting to play together with the high school kids, pretty cool. Is that kind of part of the idea to kind of grow that, I guess, familiarity?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what you want to do, and like how, you know, 25 years ago when I was a kid, I'd go to Sherrard basketball games and I'd be watching the kids in front of me play, and that's who I wanted to be. And we want these kids, you know, James Blackwell, Brody Bender, Rylan Carton down the line, they're terrific kids and they're great role models. And so we want to get them, our younger kids around them, to see, you know, this is the way that you're supposed to play, this is the way that you're supposed to act on and off the court, and hopefully that kind of builds that continued success. This isn't really supposed to be a lot structured. I mean, there's so much in our kids' lives today is structured. We want this to be fun. We played a lot of games today. Let them have fun. Let the older kids have fun as well. And so that is part of the formula of us trying to build the program overall, is just getting kids to actually enjoy the sport on a kind of informal level.
So you can kind of talk a little bit about the setup of this thing. You got into it a little bit there. It's not a ton of instruction. It's more set up, at least from what I saw today, kind of games that kids will enjoy playing. So a little bit about just kind of what the setup is with these things you put on.
Yeah, I mean, we have a week-long camp where we really stress fundamentals and things of that nature. And so this is kind of the opposite of that. We've already had the camp. Most of these kids came to it. So we're really just trying to get kind of gameplay with it. And just to expose them, playing basketball outside is a little bit of it as well. And so, you know, like one game we played today was just rock, paper, scissors, and then whoever won played was one-on-one with that. Things like that just makes it really competitive. Kids are engaging. Even if a kid doesn't love basketball, everybody loves rock, paper, and scissors, so they get that, and then you kind of play off of that. So, and the idea, you know, this is free. A couple kids here today, they haven't been to a whole lot of basketball things, and so maybe this is something that they tried out, they really enjoyed, and they come back as well. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to it, and so hopefully we can just continue to grow it as we progress.
So what do you think you get out of like the park aspect where the kids are playing outside as opposed to, you know, the traditional where they're used to playing inside?
Well, I think it's just getting outdoors and getting acclimated. It's like their world is so wired right now with technology and iPads and things like that, you know, that can just consume their lives. And so sometimes they don't even really think about, you know, hey, let's just go outside and see what, you know, has to offer. Because I mean, there are so many benefits of just being outside, playing, being a kid, getting around others, where sometimes we forget about, especially when our lives have sometimes are dictated so much by technology.
Okay, and then just a little bit about kind of your varsity group. You finished up the summer, I think, a couple weeks ago playing in Romeoville. We talked to you in Monmouth. How do you think the 2024-25 Sherrard High School varsity boys basketball team looked over the summer as you've kind of wrapped up competition with other schools?
Oh, we're a work in progress. I mean, we have a lot of good players back. I mean, this team is very talented, but it's a lot of that nuance when it comes into basketball. I mean, Rylan Carton, that kid can play. And I mean, last year, you know, with what we had, we played him a lot inside. This year we were moving him around a lot inside, outside, and he had a really strong summer. James Blackwell, I know that people talk about him quite a bit, and you know, rightfully so. He's a terrific athlete, terrific kid, but we saw some confidence with him, and when he plays with confidence, he is one of the top players in the area. And then, you know, with that, we lose eight seniors, so then it's trying to find different roles for guys, and guys like Caden Kelly and Ryder Veranda. And even really down the line with our whole team showed impressive improvements throughout the summer. And so really that's a credit to them, you know, that we're getting into the gym, that we're continuing to build it. I think that just like last year and the year before, that Sherrard basketball continues to grow. This is a team that you're going to want to come out and watch. And, you know, the difference between being great and being good is a really small line. So something that we really are preaching with our guys, with their habits, to try to get over that hump of just, you know, we got to make sure we're doing everything the right way all the time. And the coming coming to the park and having a good turnout from our high school kids, that demonstrate that we are doing things the right way.
Okay, so Matherville on Sunday was the tip-off of this event. You have basically two a week over the next week and then the following week. So can you just kind of run down the schedule, where you'll be, what time and everything for the rest of the summer park tour?
Sure. They're all at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday, it's going to be at Sherrard Grade. Then Thursday, we're going to go to Viola by the baseball field there, Miles Memorial Park. Next week, we'll be in New Windsor by the Water Tower Park there. And then the last one's Thursday, is a new addition this year. It's at Coin Center. The location, I'll have to double check, but the location will probably be at the fire station. We plan on bringing in hoops for that location. And there's a lot of kids that live in the district, and so hopefully they can take advantage of it in Coin Center. So check the Facebook page for that last one with Coin Center. But that's what the plan is right now.
All right, Coach Johnson, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, Ty, really appreciate you coming out and supporting us.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.